can see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Good Monday morning, this magnificent Monday. So excited, May 18th, 2026 edition, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We've got so much for you today. Sit back and take out a piece of paper, pencil. There's going to be all kinds of information that you're going to want to write down. This is going to be a magnificent show. Looking forward to it. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. And please don't send me any links to videos or long stories during the show. You can do that after 12 noon. Greatly appreciate communicating, interacting with you guys at 12 noon. All day long, we will be up watching the Tigers baseball game tonight, hosting the Cleveland Indians. I refuse to call them the Guardians. They are going to be in town for a very, very strategic four-game series at Comerica Park. This, in my opinion, is almost a do-or-die series. If we can't at least split two out of the four games, if the Tigers can't win two out of four, or better yet, maybe sweep or get three out of four, their season is going to be in question. This morning, the Detroit Pistons and the coaching staff are setting their tee times to play golf. They're done. They laid the biggest egg ever at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit last night. Cleveland had more energy. Cleveland out-rebounded them, less turnovers, more three-points shots, absolutely destroyed the Pistons. They were trailing the entire game. I don't think, they might have had the lead on the very shot, the very first shot of the game. I think they opened up with a three-pointer. It was 3-0 at that point. Cleveland never looked back. It was embarrassing. They flat out wanted it more than the Pistons, and they got it. They're moving on against the New York Knicks. The Pistons season is over. Number one seed all year long in the Eastern Division of the NBA just came out and played like crap. Low energy, couldn't make any baskets. Cade Cunningham couldn't hit a three. It was embarrassing. They were out-rebounded, just more energy on Cleveland's side. They deserved it. And the Pistons are playing golf. Good riddance. We'll see you next year. You know, and it's so disappointing for the city of Detroit How many times, whether it's the Lions, even the Tigers, the last time they got into the World Series, and this year's Pistons, played so well, made it into the finals, and just flat out laid an egg. Darn near got beat by Orlando, the number 8 seed. Well, last night they fell to Cleveland, the number 4 seed, the number 1 seed, Detroit Pistons, gone playing golf. Well, we'll see if the Tigers can do well the next 4 days against Cleveland at home, waiting for pitchers to come back. Tarek Skubal, Justin Verlander, we'll see where it goes. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. I want to basically talk about President Trump's trip to China before we go to Michigan news, Michigan politics, what's going on in Lansing. Trump's welcome visit to China. Got some new purchase commitments. No major breakthrough on hostage Jimmy Lai. And still not sure if we are going to get anything worked out regarding Taiwan. United States President Donald Trump wrapped up a high-stakes two-day summit with Chinese leader President Xi in Beijing on May 15th. That was on Friday. During the visit, Trump and his team discussed a broad spectrum of issues, from new purchase commitments to the very tense situations in both Iran and Taiwan, as well as wrongful detentions and human rights. Trump was welcomed on May 14th with a grand ceremony outside the Great Hall of the People on the edge of Tiananmen Square, where Chinese authorities violently suppressed the 1989 pro-democracy movement and what was known as the Squares Massacre. On the second day of the visit, Trump held meetings at the heavily guarded leadership compound that serves as the headquarters of the Chinese Communist Party. With tight security measures during the trip, the White House took extra precautions to reduce the risk of surveillance, hacking, or data theft by the communist regime while in Beijing. Before leaving China, White House staff collected all the badges and the pins issued to the journalists. They were traveling with the president, according to a White House poll report. Reporters are typically not required to return such items provided by the host countries. White House staff were also observed throwing the collected badges and pins and burner phones into a bin at the bottom of the stairs before they got back on Air Force One. This is according to Emily Gooden, a New York Post reporter. Gooden, the reporter, wrote on her Twitter X account, "Nothing from China was allowed back on the plane." Similar measures were implemented before the American group entered China. U.S. officials traveling with the president were required to leave personal phones and laptops behind before entering Beijing. They were instead given burner phones for temporary controlled use. One of the issues, items President Trump wanted to speak to Xi about was political prisoner Jimmy Lai. Trump told reporters that releasing the political prisoner is a tough one, the way he got it from President Xi. His comments lowered hopes for a breakthrough to free Hong Kong's pro-democracy media tycoon. Lai, 78 years old, was sentenced in February to 20 years in prison under Hong Kong's national security law. Trump, however, said Xi is seriously considering releasing detained pastor Ezra Mingri. "I think he's given that one very serious consideration," Trump told the reporters on Air Force One. During a press briefing, Chinese Foreign Minister's spokesperson Gao Chee Koon addressed questions regarding Lai after Trump's departure on May 15th, stating Hong Kong offers via their internal affairs China's central government firmly supporting Hong Kong's judicial authorities in exercising their duties in accordance with our laws. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told NBC News on May 14th that Trump had asked Chi about the release of Lai. Rubio said, President Trump said, we would like to see him released. It's really, at this point, a humanitarian situation because of his age and health. Day prior, May 13th, both the U.S. House and Senate passed resolutions urging President Trump to confront Chi over five political prisoners. In addition to Lai, Chinese pastor Jin Mingri, Gao Kungfu, and his wife, retired medical doctor Gulshan Abbas. Well, upon departing China, Trump did not mention any movement on those political prisoners. However, President Trump did say that China has agreed to buy more soybeans, energy products, and Boeing jets from the United States following their very first day meeting at the summit on May 14th. In an interview with Fox News host Sean Hannity the evening of May 14th, Trump said that China agreed to make major purchases of more U.S. agricultural products, particularly soybeans, which are the top U.S. export to the Chinese market. Well, last time we were together, we signed 36 deals. This time it's much bigger than that. I believe we ended up with over 50. They're going to do a lot of soybeans for our farmers. They're going to be buying additional farm products, which is great for the country and our farmers. Last year, Beijing reduced imports from the United States amid tariff disputes. China also agreed to buy 200 Boeing aircraft, a major commercial order for the United States aerospace company. Last day of the summit, Friday, May 15th, Trump confirmed the purchase commitment, telling reporters that potentially the order from Boeing could rise to as many as 750 planes. Trump said the planes would have GE Aerospace engines. Trump also said that Xi responded positively to a suggestion that Beijing could purchase their oil and liquefied natural gas from the United States. Previously, China was the largest buyer of Iran's sanctioned crude oil. Well, with the United States blockade on the Straits of Hormuz, no Iranian oil is going to China right now. Additionally, while speaking with Sean Hannity the evening of May 14th, President Trump said, we're going to start sending Chinese ships to Texas and to Louisiana and to Alaska. I think that was another thing that we agreed to, and that's big. When asked whether China would order 200 Boeing jets at the regular briefing on May 15th, The Chinese spokesperson did not give a direct answer, saying only that the essence of the U.S.-China economic and trade relations is mutually beneficial. As for further agricultural deals, China's spokesperson said China is willing to work with Washington to implement important consensus. This was reached by the two leaders. We agreed to expanded cooperation and achieve win-win outcomes for both countries. Additionally, United States Trade Representative Jamison Greer was interviewed Friday, May 15th with Bloomberg News. He confirmed that the United States and China would establish a board of trade to manage trade flows of non-sensitive goods between the two countries. President Trump said he did not discuss tariffs with President Xi. They're paying substantial tariffs, but we didn't even bring it up. It wasn't brought up at all, Trump told reporters on Air Force One when returning to the U.S. With regards to Iran, according to President Trump, Xi agreed during their discussions that Tehran must reopen the Straits of Hormuz. The president also stated that the two countries agreed that Iran must never possess a nuclear weapon. During the visit, Trump and his team made it clear to Beijing that reopening the Straits of Hormuz is in China's best interest. I didn't ask him to put pressure on Iran because I don't need their favors. I think automatically he would like to see it reopened. That's not going to happen until Iranians absolutely surrender and agree to a deal. Based on the fact that China is the main buyer of Iranian crude oil, 2 years ago, 2024, 10% of its oil imports to China came from Iran. Also, 90% of Tehran's crude oil exports were directed to China this year, according to U.S. Energy Information. Why is that? Well, they were previously getting most of their oil from Venezuela. United States oil companies and the president now control the shipments out of Venezuela. That was part of the deal. None of it is now going to China. So China had to then resort to Tehran. Very, very interesting. We got a little bit more left on this story. We'll get to it after the bottom of the hour news. Hour number one, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real